there's days when you can be swimming across, you know, you can see the ripples on the ocean bed and it just feels like you're flying. It's like some beautiful, yeah, seascape that you, and then, you know, there'll be, we see stingrays, the odd seal pops up from time to time. And yeah, just that kind of, just that freedom. And this, you know, the feel of salt on your skin is just magic. I wish I could bottle it. My name's Lucy. I work in the field of communications and I'm a passionate open water swimmer. You know, I had a one-way ticket. I didn't really imagine I would stay longer than the year I was allowed, but I think my brothers, as we had a bit of a leaving party, one of my older brothers sort of turned to my mum and said, you know, she's not coming back. And then, yeah, I came over, yeah, September 2000, spent 3 weeks at the Olympics in Sydney. You know, I had the time of my life covering all the athletics events and watching Kathy Freeman race and watching the boys in the pool. It was just brilliant fun. And then a friend of mine, my best friend, Charlotte, was getting married a few months later in Perth. So I traveled on the train across the Nullarbor. She picked me up from the station and the first thing she did was, I hope you've got your bathers. We're going in the ocean. I don't think I'd been in the ocean since I was about, I'm trying to think when it would have been, like, you know, a young teenager. I think it was, we had like a package holiday each year to Europe and that was about all my experience of swimming in foreign shores. So we got down to Swanbourne Surf Club and everyone's there on the surf club Sunday and we sort of run into the ocean and I just all of a sudden just had this massive panic attack because I had no idea what to do. I sort of ran through, this wave was coming at me and I sort of stood there and I was like, oh my God. And I remember one of the surf club guys just taking my hand and going, it's okay, just you just watch the ocean, don't turn your back on it, and told me when to duck under, you know, when to go through the wave or when to sort of duck under the white foam. And so there was just that general surf awareness that I had no idea of. So yeah, I was out in the big blue and I was like, oh, this is pretty awesome. And then the next day, actually, we were at the swimming pool and there was an alert came over the radio that there'd been a shark attack at Connerslow. So a day into my West Australian experience, unfortunately, there'd been a fatal shark attack. So, which was, yeah, this full, you know, the horrors of the ocean and the joys of the ocean all in one hit over the weekend was quite, wow, this is some place that I've landed. So, but yeah, I spent, you know, I suddenly joined Swanbourne, did my bronze medallion and got a bit more confident in the ocean. And Charlotte managed to convince us to do our first team in the Rottnest swim. So I think we just, to be honest, we probably just winged it at the time. we were all swimming in the pool anyway. And if you're a swimmer, the team is a really fun way to, you know, as an introduction to the Rottnest swim, you just kind of keep your, you know, you keep your pool swimming up several times a week. And then I was swimming at the surf club as well. So I was kind of a bit more aware of the open water then. We had a big, my friend had just, Charlotte had just come off the back of the Paralympics. She'd been working at the Paralympics and one of the Paralympic sailors was like, well, I'll skip it for you. So we had this ridiculously big yacht, I think it was at the time. I think the rules have changed a little bit with the size of the vessels that you can have as your support crew. But it was just brilliant. You know, we're lying on this yacht, like jumping in the ocean. We probably swapped I can't remember, it's so long ago. It's usually about 5 minutes. You're in the water and then the next swimmer takes over. And then, yeah, but I just remember getting to Rottnest. And this was back in the day when, you know, 20 years ago, you used to literally, there's jokes of people saying, you know, as they jumped into the ocean for the last leg, they'd put $20 in their Speedos so they could just go straight into the pub and order a pint. So it was just brilliant. It was just this party at the other end. It was like nothing I'd seen. It was just boats everywhere. Just this full celebration of the outdoors. And then I was looking at all these people rolling up on the beach with the white caps, having done the whole thing, like 20 kilometers. And I just thought, how is that even possible? And I just could not comprehend, you know, we had just done a team and I just couldn't comprehend just people going out there and doing it by themselves. So yeah, that was my first sort of few months in Australia. Yeah, so I think when I decided to do a solo, I was probably the last person standing at the squad who hadn't done one. And, you know, you swim long enough and you support people on their solo journey that you really sort of run out of excuses. And I remember actually, so it was 2000 and, got to get this right, it was 2016. But yeah, to the end of 2015, I sort of met this group of guys that I swam with and they'd all entered the Rottnest Swim. And I sort of did a load of training with them and went on long swims. And I was kicking myself that I hadn't entered for the 2016 event. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they announced this new Port to Pub event. And so some of the guys in the squad were like, you should do that. Like, you've been training with us. You know, why don't you sign up for that? I'll skipper for you. Somebody, I'll paddle for you. So all of a sudden I had this team that came together. And I'm really terrible at committing. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll do the qualifier. The qualifier was on Australia Day. And yeah, I did the qualifier and I was like, okay, because you have to do a 10-kilometer swim. I was like, okay, I've got no excuse. And my parents were visiting at the time and my mum was literally like putting my hands on the keyboard to register for Port to Pub. And so, yeah, I signed up for the first Port to Pub. And I think there was, from memory, there was about 33 soloists or something like that. So it was very quiet. It went from Leighton Beach. There was no, you know, you go to the start of the Rottnest Swim now and it is epic. Like there's a lot of adrenaline. And so for me, it was so lovely at the start of Port to Pub. There was an opera singer that sang the national anthem. So all the emotions before you go out. And then, it all happens. You do all the training, like hours and hours of training and, you know, in the pool and the open water. And then all of a sudden, like that last week just races by and, you know, the next thing, my friend's knocking on the door to come and pick me up in the morning. And I was just like, this is just surreal and I can't get out of this. And oh my goodness. And then everyone's at the start and it's just, they're all, yeah, come on, Lucy. And they're greasing you up and you're like, yeah, this is great. And the music's on and it's happening. And then all of a sudden, as you run into the water, you're like, oh, it's just me now and 20 kilometers of ocean. And you sort of look back at this party that's still going on the beach and you're like, oh, okay, just one way now. and the Port to Pub, that first solo I did, I was so nervous. I couldn't even put my face in the water for the first, I think like 20 meters. I was, you know, same kind of panicky. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I thought, I have a long way to go. I need to get my head right. And then, yeah, just kind of settle into it. And yeah, just eyes on the finish, I guess. Yeah. Before I started, I just started a new job, which I seem to do when I sign up for a solo. Both times I've started a new job, but I think it's just I imagined I'd have all this time to think and process this and think about that and think about this song. And you can't hold a thought. I couldn't hold a thought for longer than a few seconds. But the start, I think it's just about breathing and going, I've done the training, it's fine. I have somebody I trust alongside me on a pad, like a ski. I can see my boat. And you also realize people are investing a lot of time to support you. So you can't, you kind of like, everyone's committed. So there's not really an option. There was a couple of moments where in the channel, there's often ships because they keep it open for the ships to come through. And and it's always a dream for a solo swimmer to get a picture with a boat in the background in some capacity. And my skipper saw this boat and managed to, when I was having, because you sort of stop every 20 minutes for a drink or something to eat. And he got the boat right near this ship. So when I stopped to have a drink, I look up and there's the crew of this ship. I think they were from Japan and they've got their shirts and they're waving like this, go Lucy, like this. And all my crew are like, this is, and it was just epic. And you just feel like this tiny little person in the middle of the ocean looking up at these huge ships. And then, of course, it's just this lovely moment, but then you have to leave and then you've got no one around you again. So it's kind of this sad, like, goodbye and off we go again. And that year, there wasn't, you know, there's some days on the Rottnest where the water is turquoise blue and you can see the bottom of the ocean in parts. And so it's really quite amazing. That was not one of those days. It was quite grey. I think it started to rain. My crew had like big jackets on. So it wasn't the, yeah, so it was quite, and I look at it, it was quite steely grey. Yeah. Which was, it was a very different headspace to, yeah, the second time around, I think. The first time around, the last few Ks went quite quickly. It was kind of like all of a sudden, it's like you can see the crew getting ready and packing their bags, and because they have to sort of park the boat and then run to the finish so that you're, so that they're at the finish line with you. But I think just kind of coming in, it's, there's kind of all this sea grass for probably, I think like the last kilometer, and it just doesn't end. It's just like, when is this going to end? And I remember I had been pretty cool headed throughout the whole swim. And then I couldn't see the finish line. And I don't know who the lifeguard was, and I will apologize profusely for the rest of my life. But I just think I just was like, where's the finished, because it was just, I couldn't see it. And it's just this, just getting to the sand. But then there's this kind of, yeah, seagrass, seagrass, seagrass. And then there's about a meter of just like clear sand. And you're like, oh, and then you just, yeah, that running up to the finish. And yeah, it's pretty epic. And I think you get all the goosebumps. And it's epic if it's you or it's somebody you know that's doing it. Because you go through, it's a proper journey. You go through a lot of self-doubt. I remember in the weeks leading up to, I think I watched The Big Blue like 12 times. And you start to have this real kind of spiritual connection to the ocean, which is awesome. I think you have to, because there's also like a real, you have to respect what you're about to do as well. You have to respect that it's open water and it's, yeah, it's highly dangerous. I think more people have climbed Everest and have actually swam to Rottnest. So there's lots of risks involved, hypothermia, you know, there's the risk of, you know, propeller injuries and all kinds of things. It's just like hectic at the start. So yeah, that sort of finish line is just, is brilliant. But I sort of finished and then it was straight to the pub. And I was just on adrenaline, I think. Yeah, my friends were sort of like, you should have a nap before we go to the pub later. And I was like, no. And then I was still wide awake at sort of 11 o'clock, just going, wow. And then the best thing is going home the next day and you just have this whole different perspective on the crossing back. You're like, I swam this. This is pretty awesome. Yeah. But yeah, there's a bit of a saying amongst the swimmers, you never regret a swim, and you never do.